天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小华。从今天开始呢，我们将会进入一个新的系列的学习，叫做十诫，也就是神透过摩西所颁布的律法。或许有人会问，这律法跟我有什么关系呢？这不是以色列人或者说犹太人所要遵守的古旧之法吗？再说了，我们现在不是活在恩典之中，而不是在律法之下吗？亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，若你跟小华有同样的疑问，那就让我们预备心，跟着麦克牧师一起去一一寻找答案吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you tuned in to this broadcast.
很高兴你能收听我们今天的节目。
It is always a delight to bring you a new series of messages every now and then.
每一次为你带来新的系列信息的时候，总是令我们很兴奋。
And today is no exception.
而今天也不例外。
We will begin a series of messages on the Ten Commandments.
我们将要开始一个关于十诫的系列信息。
Now, many people today do not even know the Ten Commandments.
当今很多人甚至都不知道十诫是什么。
And that is why I want to preach a series of messages on these Ten Commandments.
而这就是为什么我想要讲一讲关于十诫的系列信息了。
If you possess a Bible, I hope that you will turn to Exodus chapter 20.
如果你手上有圣经，请翻到出埃及记第二十章。
It is the second book in the Bible.
这是圣经中的第二卷书。
These Ten Commandments are the believer's spiritual rudder.
十诫是信徒属灵的指南。
And without a spiritual rudder, our lives are in danger.
而离开这个属灵的指南，我们的生命就会面临危险。
But the question for most people is this.
但是很多人的问题是，
If we cannot be saved by keeping the Ten Commandments,
既然我们不是靠着持守十诫而得救，
then why should we be concerned about obeying them?
那么我们为什么还要刻意去遵守他们呢？
I want you to listen to what a great man said.
我想让你听一听一位伟人是怎么说的。
The man who does not know the nature of the law does not know the nature of sin.
不懂得律法本质的人，也就不明白罪的本质。
And the man who does not know the nature of sin does not know the nature of the Savior.
不明白罪的本质的人，也就不了解救主的特性。
What is he saying here?
他这么说是什么意思呢？
He is saying that because the Ten Commandments were given to us directly from God,
他是在说，因为十诫是神直接颁布给我们的。
They reflect His divine character.
所以十诫反映出了神的性情。
Because the Ten Commandments are given to us directly from God,
因为十诫是神直接颁布给我们的。
They are a constant reminder for every one of us that we are lawbreakers.
所以他们不断地提醒我们每一个人，我们都触犯了律法。
And that we deserve judgment.
我们应该受到审判。
Because the Ten Commandments come directly from God,
因为十诫是神直接颁布给我们的。
When we break one of them, we are committing an offense against the Holy God.
所以我们只要犯了其中的一条，就是冒犯了圣洁的神。
Because the Ten Commandments directly come from God,
因为十诫是神直接颁布给我们的。
They remind us of God not only as our grace giver, but as our judge.
因此提醒我们，神不仅赐予恩典，神也是审判官。
And that is why some people don't like them to be on display.
这就是为什么有些人不喜欢十诫。
Because the Ten Commandments remind them not only of being lawbreakers,
因为十诫不仅指出他们触犯了律法,
but that they are going to be judged by God on that dreadful day of judgment.
而且在那最终可怕的审判日,他们还将受到神的审判。
Do you ever wonder why the Ten Commandments were engraved in stone and not written on papyrus?
你有没有想到过为什么十诫被刻在石板上而不是写在纸上的呢?
The reason they were written on stones is because they shall endure as long as time endures.
他们之所以被刻在石板上是为了让他们可以历久弥新。
In fact, the Ten Commandments existed in the mind of God well before he gave them to Moses.
事实上,早在神将十诫颁布给摩西以前,十诫就已经存在于神的意念中了。
Let me give you an example of this from the scripture.
让我从经文中给你举一个例子。
Cain broke the sixth commandment when he killed his brother.
该隐杀害了他的哥哥,他违反了第六条诫命。
And he was condemned by God thousands of years before the commandments were given to Moses.
早在神将诫命颁布给摩西的几千年以前，该隐已经受到了神的惩罚。
Noah's son Ham despised his father, so he broke the fifth commandment.
挪亚的儿子韩轻视他的父亲，违反了第五条诫命。
And he was cursed thousands of years before the commandments were given to Moses.
而早在神将诫命颁布给摩西的几千年以前，韩已经受到了咒诅。
The Sodomites were condemned as adulterers and perverts, and their city was burned to the ground.
索多玛人因为淫乱和败坏而受到惩罚，他们的城市被彻底焚毁。
All because they broke the seventh commandment.
就是因为他们违反了第七条诫命。
All these events took place years before the commandments were ever uttered by God to Moses.
所有这些事情都发生在神将诫命颁布给摩西以前。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because God always deals with his creation on the basis of his law, not ours.
因为神按照他的律法,而不是按照着人的律法来管束他的受造物。
And that is why Paul could say to the Romans in 2:15,
因此保罗在罗马书二章十五节中对罗马人说,
From the very beginning, the law of God is written upon the hearts of men.
早在创世之初,神的律法就被刻在了人的心里了。
In fact, God's moral law goes back to the Garden of Eden.
事实上,神的道德法规可以追溯到伊甸园。
When Adam and Eve became disobedient to the command of God,
当亚当和夏娃没有遵从神的命令,
they broke just about every one of the Ten Commandments.
他们就违反了十诫的每一条。
They stole what was not theirs.
他们盗取了不属于他们的东西。
They coveted what was not theirs.
他们贪恋不属于他们的东西。
They worshipped another god, and on and on and on.
他们敬拜别神，等等等等。
And thus they brought a curse not only upon themselves, but upon all of their descendants.
于是他们遭到了咒诅，这咒诅不仅加在了他们自己身上，而且也加在了他们所有的后代身上。
My listening friend, some of you may be saying,
亲爱的朋友，你们中间有人也许会说。
If Adam and Eve broke the Ten Commandments, what chance do we have of keeping them?
如果亚当和夏娃都违反了十诫，那我们守住这些诫命的机会有多大呢？
The answer is zero.
回答是零。
No human being can ever keep them perfectly all the time.
从来没有人能够随时随地完全地守住这些诫命。
So if that is true, then why keep them at all?
那么要是这样的话,我们为什么还要遵守呢?
Here's the answer.
答案是
Because they tell us that God's standards never change.
因为这些诫命告诉我们,神的标准从不改变。
Jesus said, I did not come to abolish the law, but I came to fulfill the law.
耶稣说，我来不是要废掉律法，乃是要成全律法。
In fact, some people argue that because man cannot keep the Ten Commandments,
事实上有人会辩解说，由于人不能守住这十条诫命，
What we need to do is modify them, change them, and get rid of them.
那么我们所要做的就是修改、变更，甚至是抛弃他们。
In fact, sometimes I hear people say,
事实上有时候我听到人们说，
But we don't live under the law, we live under grace.
但我们不是生活在律法时代，我们生活在恩典时代。
They are quoting Romans chapter 6, verse 14.
他们在引用罗马书六章十四节。
Which says, we no longer live under the law, but we live under grace.
那里讲到，我们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
But these people are interpreting grace to be a license to sin.
但这些人把恩典解释成一个犯罪的许可证。
That's what they think grace is.
这就是他们所认为的恩典。
I want you to listen to what I'm going to tell you, my listening friend, very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请你非常留心听下面我所要讲的。
All sins will be judged unless they come under the blood of Jesus Christ.
除非被耶稣基督的宝血遮盖，所有的罪都将受到审判。
But the sin of presumption has the severest of judgment.
而滥用神的恩典将受到最严厉的审判。
When you presume on the grace of God and say that I can sin to my heart's content because all I'm going to get is more grace,
当你滥用神的恩典时，你会说，我可以随心所欲的犯罪，因为我只会因此而得到更大的恩典。
You are presuming on the grace of God.
你这是在滥用神的恩典。
You are presuming on the goodness of God.
你这是在滥用神的仁慈。
So what does Paul mean in Romans 6:14?
那么保罗在罗马书六章十四节讲的又是什么意思呢？
In order to understand this, you must realize that in the Old Testament there were three laws.
为了更好的理解，你首先要明白。在旧约时代有三部律法。
There was a civil law by which the courts in the nation were to conduct themselves.
首先是民法，根据它，国家的法庭就可以约束全国的民众。
Then there was the ceremonial law by which they worshipped God.
还有宗教礼仪法，人们按照它来敬拜神。
And then there was the moral law, the Ten Commandments.
以及道德法规，也就是十诫。
The ceremonial law had been fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thus it was abrogated.
礼仪法已在主耶稣基督的身上得以成全，因此它被废除了。
Because the ceremonial rituals all pointed to Christ.
因为宗教礼仪都是为预表基督而设的。
Now that Christ came, they are no longer necessary.
那么既然基督已经来了，这些礼仪就不再需要了。
So the whole sacrificial system has been suspended by God because it is no longer needed.
所以神终止了整个献祭的制度，因为不再需要它了。
Only the blood of his son Jesus Christ will bring you to his presence.
唯有他爱子耶稣基督的宝血能将你带到神的面前。
Only receiving and accepting that His blood was shed for you will make you clean with God.
唯有认可和接受他的宝血是为你而流，才能让你在神面前被看为洁净。
So what about the civil law?
那么民法又如何呢？
The civil law also ceased, but for a different reason.
民法也被终止了，那是另有原因的。
The church is not the nation.
教会不是一个国家。
And the church that is made up of believers is ruled by the King of Kings, Jesus Christ.
由信徒组成的教会是归万王之王的耶稣基督统领的。
And he rules his church on the basis of his moral law, the Ten Commandments.
他正是根据所颁布的十诫，这一道德的法规来掌管他的教会。
And that's what Paul is saying, that we no longer live under the law, but under grace.
这才是保罗所讲的，我们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下的真正含义。
He was referring to the civil and ceremonial law.
他所讲的律法是指民法和宗教礼仪法。
He is saying that the civil and ceremonial laws are no longer binding upon the believer.
他是说民法和礼仪法再也不能约束信徒们。
Because we are now bound to Christ and his cross.
因为我们现在已归在基督和他的十字架下。
He was not referring to the Ten Commandments when he said that we no longer live under the law.
当保罗说我们不在律法之下的时候，他并不是指十诫。
But the question remains.
但问题仍然存在。
If we cannot perfectly keep the Ten Commandments, then why bother with them?
如果我们不能完全的持守十诫，那何必还要费心提它呢？
My listening friend, I want to answer that question for you.
亲爱的朋友，我会来回答这个问题。
But I want you to listen first to what Jesus said about the moral law, the Ten Commandments.
但首先我想请你听一听耶稣关于十诫的言论，也就是他对那些道德法规的观点。
Here's what he said in Matthew 5:18.
在马太福音五章十八节，耶稣说
I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished.
我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一画也不能废去，都要成全。
But the question remains.
可问题仍然存在。
If we cannot be saved because we cannot perfectly keep the law, then why bother with the law at all?
如果我们因为不能完全的持守十诫而不能得救，那为什么还要费心去守呢？
If salvation by grace alone, then why the Ten Commandments?
如果我们单单凭恩典就能得救，那为什么还需要十诫呢？
First, you must understand that salvation was, is, and always will be by grace alone.
首先你必须明白，从昔日到今天，直到永远，人得救赎都是单单因为恩典的缘故。
In the Old Testament, salvation was by grace alone.
在旧约时代，救赎是单单因为恩典的缘故。
In the New Testament, salvation is by grace alone.
在新约时代，救赎也是单单因为恩典的缘故。
And what the Ten Commandments do for us today is that they show us that we are lawbreakers.
今天十诫对我们所起的作用就是告诉我们，我们是违背律法者。
But also they drive us to the only one who has kept the Ten Commandments perfectly.
同时也把我们引向唯一能完全持守十诫的那一位。
And only when you know that you are a lawbreaker.
而只有当你知道自己是一个违法者。
And the judgment awaits you.
审判在等着你的时候。
You will become desperate for the grace of God that can only be possible through Jesus Christ.
你才会深深渴望得到恩典，这从神而来的恩典，只有通过耶稣基督才可能得到。
My listening friend, please listen very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留意地听。
As long as you say, I have not done anything really bad like other people.
只要你还在说，我没有做过任何坏事，就像别人所做的那样。
As long as you think that way, you will never be saved.
只要你还在那么想，你就不会得救。
And you will never escape the eternal judgment that is coming upon every one of us.
你无法逃避，那将临到我们每一个人的末日审判。
Only when Jesus Christ comes into your life and you receive his forgiveness will he empower you to keep the Ten Commandments.
唯有当耶稣基督进入到你的生命中，你接受了他的宽恕，他才会赐你力量来持守十诫。
His Holy Spirit will dwell in you and no longer will you have to try in your own strength.
圣灵将内住你的心里，你也不用再靠自己的力量了。
But you'll be empowered by His Holy Spirit to keep His commandments.
而圣灵将会赐给你力量来持守神的诫命。
Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments.
耶稣说，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
No one can claim to love God unless they love His Son.
一个人如果不爱神的儿子，就不能自称爱神。
And to love His Son means that He will empower you to keep the Ten Commandments.
如果你爱神的儿子，他就会赐给你力量来持守十诫。
Jesus said that the commandments are summarized in loving of God and your neighbor.
耶稣说，这些诫命可以归纳为爱神和爱你的邻舍。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because loving God means you will keep the first five commandments.
因为爱神就意味着你能持守前五条诫命。
And loving your neighbor means that you will keep the second five commandments.
而爱你的邻舍就意味着你能持守后五条诫命。
God's moral law warns people against wickedness.
神的道德法规警戒人们提防邪恶。
But the law itself will never save you.
但律法本身并不能救你。
The law itself does not give you eternal life.
律法本身并不能给你永生。
The law itself does not have the power to transform your sinful nature.
律法本身并没有能力来改变你犯罪的本性。
The law simply exposes sin.
律法只能让罪曝光。
And when sin is exposed, you can do one of two things.
当罪被曝光以后，你可以有两种选择。
You can say,I know I'm a sinner, but I'll stay a sinner.
你可以说，我知道我是一个罪人，但我还想继续做个罪人。
Or you can come to the perfect sinless God-man Jesus Christ.
或者你可以来到完全的无罪的神人耶稣基督面前。
And say to him, forgive me, for I have sinned against God.
对他说，请饶恕我。因为我犯罪冒犯了神。
You can live with your sin and ignore the consequences.
你可以继续活在罪中，不顾后果。
Or you can repent and receive eternal life.
或者你可以悔改并接受永生。
What will you do?
你会怎么选择呢？
It is my prayer that you would repent of your sin and receive the forgiveness of Jesus Christ.
我祈求你能够认罪悔改并接受耶稣基督的宽恕。
And then write to us and tell us what God has done in your life.
请来信告诉我们神在你生命中的作为。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
原来十诫就是神直接给我们的，目的不是为了辖制我们，而是让我们更看得清楚罪的本性，让我们知道说他的标准从不改变，更能明白主的救恩。亲爱的听众朋友们，其实十诫的本质就是彰显神的爱、公义和圣洁。同时呢，也感谢麦克牧师让我们明白了保罗所说的律法乃是指民法和礼仪法，而不是这里的十诫。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
前，我的世界就要改变。每当你陪伴在我身边，我们之间有无数的语言。每当你笑着向我眨眼，我的一生是美丽花园。虽然偶尔有暴风冰雪，我们的爱没有界限。你永远不会改变，这是你永恒的愿。我愿意被你疼爱到永远，这世界我别无眷恋，跟随你永远不后悔。我飞到碧海蓝天，想逃离你的视线，你仍然守候我回到你的心田。孤单陪伴我的黑夜，你的爱领我出旷野。Yeah.